What you might hear on the Dad Bodcast can be considered offensive. We have explicit content. You have been warned. Proceed with caution.
You're listening to the Dad Bodcast.
Let's get started.
Fuck those little kids.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. But I read somewhere in the news. Louisiana. Their governor is now demanding, and they have until 2025, every school from elementary all the way through college has to have a poster-sized Ten Commandments in every room. It's like, what happened Louisiana to separating church and state? Like, what the fuck? So you know there's going to be...
Louisiana.
Yeah, there's going to be lawsuits. There's going to be fight.
Bible Belt.
You know, yeah.
Yeah.
There's going to be backlash on it, but it's like, fuck that.
Yeah.
Like... And it's not that the Ten Commandments are bad. Thou shalt not steal. That fuck you. I'll steal whatever I want. Covet thy neighbor's wife. Well, I don't have any hot neighbors, so that's fine. but I to force them, I think that's just stupid.
Yeah.
It's just like the whole book ban. Like, why are you banning the books? You don't want your kids to read it. Don't let them check it out. Like,
I watched this thing. It was, gosh, where was she from? She's from like... The Post, like the New York Post, investigative reporter, but she went to this like gala thing with a bunch of the Supreme Court justices at this gala.
Okay.
And she talked with Judge Ito and
I know that name.
Judge Roberts.
Why do I know Judge Ito?
Not Judge Ito.
But why do I know that name?
It's not Judge Ito.
I don't care who it is. Why do I know the name?
I think that's O.J. Simpson's judge. Hold on.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, she was like talking to them and she was recording it and they didn't know.
It was O.J.'s judge, yeah.
But she was talking, yeah, so Judge Roberts and, hold on, I'm thinking the other one. Hold on.
So this was a 20 minutes, not a 20 minute, you know what I mean? A 60 minutes type thing, like a...
In bed.
Like, it wasn't totally just like, on the news. It was like its own little...
She was like, yeah, she was like undercover, like recording these conversations with these judges. But where the fuck is this judge, man? Come
on. I don't know where. He just disappeared. After this investigation, he's like, I gotta be gone. Peace out, bitches. And he left.
Alito. Sorry.
That's close to Judge Ito.
Alito. Same. That's what I was like.
That's pretty damn fucking close.
So, but she had, like, she was kind of leading them in questions. Like, when she was talking to Alito specifically, she was like, so, you know, I think that there's just an assault on Christian values in this country, and we need to, like, combat that with everything we have. And he was like, yeah, I agree. Which is like, Supreme Court justice should not be...
Yeah,
and that's like they should be fairly impartial.
They're 100% impartial. Yeah. Like that's their job
to interpret the law with like impartial, you know, like consideration. But and then Roberts actually responded pretty well. He was like, "Yeah, I don't know if it's that simple," kind of thing. Like so, but it was like kind of disappointing. I'm like, "Yeah," and you never know. I mean, in that conversation, like you encounter some random person at like a event and they're talking and you just kind of tell them what they want to hear, so they shut the fuck up and go away from you.
Yeah,
you know. So but yeah, that was kind of crazy. I was like, but there is very much that I think in this country still, like,
but then again,
judges and lawmakers,
if you're a Supreme Court judge, you shouldn't have that mindset either. Like I'm gonna just say what you want here so you can shut the fuck up and move on.
Yeah,
you shouldn't. Like, you should know your whole life is being watched by everybody, and you shouldn't do that.
Totally.
Same with celebrities or anything else, like any of them that pull the stupid fucking shit, you know that everything about you is being watched, whether you want it to be or not.
Yep.
So why would you go and do this anyway? Well, I thought I'd get away with it. No, you're a fucking idiot.
I think it's Alito's wife that was like flying. Second, she was like flying flags on front of their house, like an upside down American flag and something else.
You know, it's so hard to.
Yeah, appeal to heaven. So she had an appeal to heaven flag outside, an upside down United States flag, something else. So it's like they're very, like he is obviously very right leaning.
Yeah.
And they, I mean, but I honestly, even the judges that would not respond that way, there's half of those judges on that panel that are still very, very conservative and would, if that went to a Supreme Court battle, they'd probably strike it down, but you never know. There's going to be plenty of people on that panel that are going to be like, no, we do need 10 commandments in every schoolhouse.
Yeah. And that's kind of what they said too, is like, well, the guy who the governor or whatever, who was like saying this is going to happen. He's like, I hope they sue me and then they're going to lose. He was very confident and cocky that he's got the backing of the Supreme Court or whoever else.
Supreme Court of Louisiana, and then it'll go.
Yeah. So it's just, I don't know. Like, first off, it's stupid.
Yeah.
You know, literally, this is the land of the free. But again, when was the last time anybody had the freedom to do?
The weird part about it is, like, the country, like our founding fathers, not the entire, but predominant reason for splitting off from England and becoming sovereign and becoming United States of America.
Separate from religion. Yeah.
Like, that was like one of the main reasons.
Yeah.
If not the
main reason. Here they are trying to force it back on people again. It's like,
yep. And I'm not saying that the like religious values aren't bad. Like,
no, but how many people in that school aren't Christian, Catholic, whatever, and don't believe in the Ten Commandments?
Totally.
How many foreign people do we have here now? How many people are Muslim
like, that represent like 1/6 of the world's religion?
You can't. That's bullshit.
Yeah,
because you know if they wanted to put a poster of their beliefs up there, you'd be like, no,
no, you're wrong.
No,
but you're like you represent like 1/6 of the world's population in their religion.
It's just like Table Rock. Like, I got no problem with the cross being up there, whatever. Somebody spent money, they're spending money yearly with the lights on it, whatever.
Yeah.
But for them to say, you can't put up the Star of David up here too. You can't put your religion up here. Why are you so special and everybody else gets shut down?
Are you talking about my shirt, dude?
I saw the cross and it made me think of that. The bottom part, no. But it did make me think of that because we're talking about it. It's like there's all these...
Psalms 14:69.
All these religions think they're the one true right one and... But none of them are like, they're all like, oh, we're good people. We're good. They're not accepting of everybody else.
I just think that.
Or of their other shit.
Like, religion is a mechanism for mass control. When you get so many people that are like
100%
involved in that, and then it's an organization, it's like, it's a, you know, like they just manipulate.
They just drink the Kool-Aid.
They control, yeah. Man. Because it's a business, dude. They're making fucking billions of dollars of people on people a year, and they control them.
Yep.
And there's plenty of corrupt examples involving religion. Like,
you can't go into a church and not.
Even beyond like molesting kids and shit. Like, there's, I mean,
the money side countless. Of it. There's just like, I'm not a religious person. I don't care if other people are. I really don't.
Same.
But my family was never religious. No, you know, my mom, my dad, other family members, my aunts, my uncles. Yes. From when I was in, I think 7th or 8th grade, starting there through high school, I did go to churches, many different ones. I went Mormon. I went, what's the other ones that put their feet in your door and Jehovah's Witness.
Jehovah's Witness. Wow.
That one was like a week. some of them that worship on Wednesdays. I can't remember what that one was. Like, I went to all these different ones.
Those ones are entertaining.
Yeah. So I went to all these different ones to be like, okay, well, which one is right? They all use the same fucking book. Some dude's version of what he read that somebody else interpreted from what they read.
Yep.
And they're like, this is true. But then they take it and they interpret it to the way they think is true. And they tell you that's the right way and everybody else is wrong. And then they're like, so I had an argument. I'm going to just skip all that. Like, I don't believe in religion. I had an argument with my high school girlfriend. I dated her for 8 years. She was Mormon.
Yeah.
Her family was Mormon. At that time, I went a few times to a Mormon church with them because that's what she wanted. That's what her family wanted. So I went to that church with them. You know, I was listening in. I read the Book of Mormon. I've read the Bible twice.
Damn.
And you need to be able to understand Shakespeare to understand the Bible. That shit's like
that's
a lot of thousands.
You can interpret it like
yes.
a million different ways.
So one night during family game night at their house, because I was always invited to those, me not being Mormon, but her family accepting me did make me feel good. I thought that was pretty cool. But her...
Her dad,
yeah. Well, as far as I know, whatever. Her dad and I would always have, not necessarily debates, but, you know, arguments around the table when we talk about it. And so one of the things that they believe, obviously, there's the different levels of heaven. And you have to be Mormon and praise God the Mormon way to be with God in heaven. So my argument to him is, so I'm saying, you're telling me that if this Catholic who just worships the same guy the different way you worship him lives a better life than you, doesn't get to be with him or have the better heaven because he didn't support your way of supporting him? So you're saying, was it Mother Mary or who's the main nun lady that's like the freaking saint of the world lady?
Yeah, it's Mary, right?
Mother Teresa.
Mother Teresa, yeah.
And so I was like, so you're saying Mother Teresa doesn't get to be with God because she's not Mormon? Because she praises him as a Catholic or a Christian? I was like, that's bullshit. That's ridiculous. So you're pretty much telling me that God is racist. You know? And that's how every religion feels.
Here's the funny thing. According to... I don't know what year this study was done in. Doesn't say what year this study's done in. But 16.4 million people are members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, so LDS. That's 0.212% of the world's population.
Right.
So those are the only ones that got it right?
Out of everybody.
Out of all the people?
Of all, you know what?
Get the fuck out of here.
You know which gods I support? The Greek gods. Go Hercules. Go Zeus. Go, you know, like, fuck that.
I feel
there's
like...
There's not one powerful man. There is... A bunch of different ones.
I feel like I can do right in my life and just feel like, I guess here's my take. Like, you do the right thing throughout your life. You love. You give back.
Yeah.
You're just a good person. And ultimately, if there is like a greater being, a God... Then,
which I also don't believe in, but yeah, like whatever there is,
they'll reflect on that and be like, okay, I don't either necessarily, but I do think there's a greater power than us. There has to be.
Yeah, it's the aliens.
Has to be of some sort. But who created the aliens? But anyway, so I feel like an unadulterated by humans' take on it, if there was a God that was all-knowing, all-seeing, all-perceiving, you know, perfect being.
That you're supposed to fear and love at the same time.
Yeah, they would be. But I think humans have impressed that perception of God on themselves. But then that whatever that being would be like, yeah, like you're good. If not, then I just get to live a good life and have good people in it. And see, so it's a win-win.
Yeah, and like, that's how I think everybody should live. And if your religion is what makes you live that way, more power to you.
The whole fear
aspect. But don't tell me I have to live it the same way you do.
That's a mechanism of control.
Yeah.
That is a textbook sociology of mechanism of control. You impress fear, and not just in your daily life, but like
if you jack off, he's going to smite you.
In your afterlife, then you're controlled by this religion.
Yeah.
And that's the whole reason behind it for generations and millennia. Like, that's why.
I actually saw an ad, and I think it's Catholic or whatever, but it was it's a poster they used to hang up, probably in schools or, you know, obviously in churches. But it had a ladder, and it had a one hand on the ladder. And the words, no joke, said, how are you going to climb the ladder to heaven with your hand full of penis? And it was like an anti-masturbation ad. I'm like,
oh, no.
And this was like from real stuff. I thought
that was from like the 90s or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm saying this was real stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So my one...
I could climb a ladder with my penis in my hand.
Right, one hand. Oh, yeah.
Easy, bro.
One thing, so like I talk shit about the Mormons, but they're not the only bad religion or the only one that has issues. Like, I don't know if it's the Catholics, the Christians, or whatever, but you could be a serial rapist and murderer, but if you repent on your deathbed...
Catholics.
You're okay.
Yeah.
No, that's not how that shit works. Like, if there is a right way to live your life in a God, like you can just say, my bad, and everything's okay.
But not even repent. Come on. Not even here, and it comes back to that control, Catholicism. So it's not even repentance in a sense of like admitting it to God. It's admitting it to another human being.
Okay. The priest, the preacher. Yeah.
There's whatever. Your element of control, and that's why Catholics have like, I'm not shitting on Catholic religion by any means, but because they've definitely done some good.
Yeah.
But historically speaking, that was, I mean, they had dirt on everybody.
Yeah.
Kings, queens, heads of state, fucking celebrities, everybody, dude. Because you have to go confess to a priest.
Yeah. Well, so I watch, I like watching cop shows. One of them I like is called Blue Bloods.
Yeah.
And it's Tom Selleck. And he is, so they are Irish Catholic family. Like, he is the police commissioner. His dad was the police commissioner. He's got a son, a dead son who was a cop, another son who's a detective, and then another son who is a beat cop or whatever. So it just follows his whole family. And that is one of the big things with them is every Sunday's church. They do what is it when you go in and tell the preacher the confessional?
Oh, communion. I was thinking communion.
You know, so they go in there and they confess, and it's like that's their thing, and that's big with them, and that's awesome. That's good for them. But again, and that's what I think. I guess other religions besides the Mormons and the Jehovah's Witnesses is that they're kind of pushy in a way. But not door-to-door, you're going to believe it my way and that's it kind of way. And those two are. And those two are horrible about it. And that's my biggest complaint with those ones. I have issues with all religions. And it's not a religion. But if I was to ever choose, it would be what I would follow. It would be like the Buddhist. Because it's just like love life and love everybody around you. It's more of a way of life than a religion. And awesome. Now, I will never be able to fully do that because I will step on a motherfucking spider if I see one.
Word.
You know what I mean? I kill flies, mosquitoes. I don't. So I can never, like, fully follow that. But, yeah, it's like, I don't give a shit.
I think Buddhism is more about, like, mastering the human condition of, like, just wanting. That's what, like, because wanting is what creates uncomfortability and fear and everything else. Like when you want more, like you want a certain outcome, whatever. Like Buddhism, enlightenment supposedly is just being like 100% happy and comfortable every moment of your life with anything that happens.
And that's like awesome. And I would love to be that way, but
I don't know if I believe
it. I don't think I could ever be that way.
I don't know if I believe it.
Because I'm a dreamer. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Like, and my want isn't like, I'm going to go rob a bank because I want this. My want is like I said, I'm a dreamer. Like, I dream of doing this or being this or having this. And I know deep down, maybe that'll never happen. But why take away the dream? Because that's what makes me keep going.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. So I don't think I would ever be fully enlightened or whatever, you know, the Buddhist way. Because
I'm not a dreamer.
I will always have that.
I'm definitely a bohemian.
Yeah. I'm not a realist. You know, is that the opposite of the dreamer, the realist? Like, I think Lex is. And I honestly think that's one thing that makes her and I work so well and why we're on, you know, this year's our 18-year anniversary is because we are so opposite.
Yeah. You need that balance.
Yeah. And it works. And it's... Sometimes it's annoying, but it does balance out.
Yeah. Change of topic.
Okay.
Kind of like thinking I saw this the other day, but the whole marriage conversation kind of made me think of it. But so you've seen those twins that are attached, right?
Oh, yeah.
I
saw they recently got married or whatever, yeah.
No, they didn't. One did.
Well, doesn't that mean they both did?
No, apparently not, dude. That's like the funny part. So
they share one vagina.
They do.
Okay. Yeah. And so how is it not a they?
It's a good question. That's a good question. But they share, obviously they have like different heads.
Do they have four tits?
No, I think they only have two.
Not even three?
I think they only have two.
Damn.
But this was like a Twitter post, and I think it's like a fucking spoofed account, like, because they have a Twitter.
Yeah.
But I don't know for sure, but it says, it's Brittany and Abby Hensel. It's like, can't wait for my hubby Josh to stretch my pussy tonight. My sister better listen to her fucking podcast and leave us alone. And it's like...
That's what I find weird, and that's I don't know. It's weird to me.
But in the interviews, they're saying like she's like, yeah, this is my husband, not like.
So does she just turn her head? Obviously, she's getting the same feelings.
Everybody's
from,
thinking
from the sex.
The,
you know,
everybody has the same questions.
So, how would he feel if the other head went and got another husband? He's like, no, I was here first. That's my vagina. Like, what's, you know what I mean? Like, what's going on here? That's just weird to me. I don't get it. Maybe the second, she's going to find her husband second, so all she can do is blowjobs.
I think it's kind of selfish that she got married, to be honest with you.
Yeah, it's kind of weird, too. You know that guy, look, I find it hard to believe that guy is in it for love. It's all for his 15 minutes of fame kind of thing.
No way, dude. There's no way.
They've been famous forever.
Have they?
Yes.
Since what are they like little. Thousandaires? They don't, how much
I'm not
money
saying
do you
they're rich. I'm saying famous.
You
don't have to be rich to be famous or well known or whatever. Like they've been followed.
He wants
their
to be famous
for being the one guy who's fucking conjoined twins. They got two, suppose. Well, I guess the 2 miles. I see what you're saying. Okay. I'm just saying, like.
That's true.
Their
that's
whole true. Lives they've been followed. And then all of a sudden, ooh, here's
there's
this
no,
guy that's okay with it. And,
there's no way that's not happening.
Yeah.
Like the double blowjob.
He's like, oh, your sister's at work. Let's do this.
Because she has to be close enough to it anyway. Like, she's like, even if it wasn't, like, if she was not down with it, the other sister, she's like front and center, bro. Like,
yeah.
She's just like watching.
She's like Fred was when you guys were bumping uglies. I'm not watching. You know, it's like, I don't know. Because you know she's, like I said, they got the one vagina, the two tits. She feels everything.
Yeah, she did.
The only thing that's different is it's if her head isn't hitting the headboard when they're doing it, because like she's right there. Bullshit.
Which is awkward too, though.
Well, she like reading and then like no, come
she's
on.
Just like turned this way. they can't even turn the head that far. She just puts a hood over like the one sister's head.
They're gonna fight one day. You saw my husband's dick, and they're just gonna get in a big battle.
Just punching themselves.
Across. They should have married a conjoined twins dude.
That's true.
So then both heads can just.
That's a fucking.
Weird I don't know. Yeah. And then they're going
to have
conjoined twins kids. I don't know.
That's probably why they didn't do it. That's probably why they didn't do it, dude. You don't want to risk fate that bad.
And start a circus.
And they said the kid has four heads. They're like, fuck.
This is your fault. I just always thought that was weird. Like when I first saw that they were getting married, I was like, this is fucking weird. And there's something with that guy because there's just no way.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I mean, there's obviously different kinks. Maybe he's just like really into that.
Two heads and one being annoyed that the other one's getting it on. Those were awesome. It's been a long time since I had a fresh one out the back of a car.
That's really good. Right.
We used to get all the time when I was working in Rent-A-Center. A lady would come in, and we would all, like, buy a bunch of them.
And did you have to unwrap them? No. I was like, I didn't have to unwrap it.
Yeah, at first I was like, damn, you're going straight in eating the wrapping at all?
The first time I had tamales, like, I didn't know.
Oh, you didn't pull
nobody
the corn
fucking
husk
told
off?
Me. They're just like, here's a tamale. I was like, fuck yeah, dude. And I'm like, this is really difficult to eat.
I couldn't even buy through this shit. Mount Home doesn't have that, I guess.
Not to the extent, no. Wow. Maybe in Bruno. I just want more meat.
Yeah, they are very.
That's usually what I get, though, when I get a tamale. It's like, it's all the bread. The breading is fucking good, but I'm like, and put some meat in there.
I don't ever want to compare the pre-made frozen ones to these, but The ones we got for Carter at
I've had the Costco.
Trader Joe's. Trader Joe's. The shell isn't as thick and there's more meat, but yeah. I would like them to take that meat and make them the fresh way. Cause yeah, there's not, I don't think I've ever had one with a lot of meat, but I the pork are not my favorite. The chicken are good.
Can I get one with extra meat? Extra meat, please.
Yeah, if you could, you know, go in there and skin a chicken and shove it in. But yeah, back to that. I that's my opinion. Well, that's true. That's my opinion because
it might be. It's kind of like that Gypsy Rose dude.
Yes,
like that dude, and that bitch is batshit fucking crazy.
Oh
she's,
yeah,
she's like as and guilty as her mom was.
As much as I love watching Britney Spears. Anybody who gets with her is the same way. They just want their fame because she is also batshit crazy right now.
I
want
to love her, though, like back when the Sometimes I Run.
Before she got fucked over
God, she was
by her parents so hot, and shoved dude. In the mental hospital, she was way different. Yes.
So hot.
Now she's so batshit crazy.
Fucking ruined her, dude. Like Illuminati destroyed her.
Yes. I swear to God, they went in with the fucking probes and jiggled her brain. You know, what's that called? Lobotomy.
It might not even be the same. I don't know, man.
You know what I mean?
Like, what do you think about that with the, I think we've talked about this before, but like the Jamie Foxx.
Oh my God, he looks so different.
So he got sick and then like, dude, I'm like, is if that I even him?
If I saw that, that's what I'm saying. If I saw, I would not have thought that was him.
Even, you know, Jim Brewer, right? Mm-hmm. So he did an interview not too long ago and he was talking about Chappelle. When, because they were like really good friends from Half Baked.
Oh yeah,
and he said he
wasn't he on the Chappelle show too?
I don't know if Jim Brewer maybe was on the Chappelle show.
I thought he was on at least maybe a couple episodes. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know.
But he was like they were really close, and then that whole thing with Chappelle show happened, and Dave took off and went to Africa, and he came back, and he was like alluding to it in this interview. He's like, I don't even know if it's him.
Which, okay, but.
Like the lizard people are just like fucking.
But do you think
replacing celebrities?
You could like say you were African and you grew up here, and then you went back to the home country and see how things were, and you spent time. Do you think you would be the same coming back?
Yeah, but I don't. That wasn't. I don't know. Was that his intention?
I don't know. And that's what I'm saying. Like,
but also, if you had a. No, I get it. Okay. Say you were coming up through this period of life and you had some friends that were like part of maybe not a wholesome part of your life. I don't feel like Half-Baked was that for Dave Chappelle. I think he was like up and coming. He was young. He had made it kind of started to make it.
He was at.
His friendship with Jim Brewer wasn't this like fake Hollywood inspired interaction. Like, would you come back and just and write those people off? I don't know.
I guess it all depends on what happened there and what you learned there. And because look, us, as Americans in our school system, I don't feel we're teaching our kids the truth about the rest of the world. I really don't. And so maybe he was raised, and this is just me throwing things out. And maybe he was raised here, and then he goes back and finds out the truth of how things really are. And so he's different. I don't know either. But maybe.
I don't know.
It's just another way to think of it.
I still really like Dave, but
he's all right. I'm not on board with calling him the GOAT.
He is. The Jamie Foxx thing is fucking weird, though.
It is weird. And same with, and I know he's not on the same page, but same with like a lot of these actors, like Mel Gibson, all of a sudden, batshit crazy. Like, what the fuck happened? He was
Martin Lawrence.
Yeah.
Cat Williams. There's a bunch of
I forgot about Cat Williams, yeah.
It's like, what have you seen that caused this, like...
We were talking about Britney Spears.
Breakdown.
And how... Well, I brought up, like... Just like with the conjoined twins, anybody who marries Britney Spears now or gets with... is in it for their fame. Because as awesome as she used to be, she's fucking batshit crazy now. And I think they stuck poles in her head and jiggled her brain, the lobotomy thing, whatever, you know. They fucked her up. When her parents had her, I keep saying parents, but maybe it was just her dad, had her committed and all that, because she's not the same as she was before she went in.
What's her dad's name on the Epstein flight logs?
I didn't check, but most likely.
Probably. He was all wrapped into that, like, lifestyle, man.
Yeah.
He, like, sold his fucking daughter.
Yeah.
I mean, basically.
don't know if I can compare him, like even Corey Feldman or Corey Haim, if he was still alive and didn't die. A lot of those child stars, you know, start off one way and then something happens and then they're fucked up later in life.
Justin Bieber. His parents didn't use him for his money, but.
Yeah.
But he had a moment there. Like, he obviously, like I said, I think there's like.
Macaulay Culkin for a while.
They see some shit. Yeah, Macaulay mm-hmm. Culkin. He's never fully recovered.
No, but he's way better than he used to be.
But it's like, what did they. Quiet on set? Yeah. It's some shit like that, though, dude. It's like they've seen like the underbelly of like the rich and powerful
mm-hmm.
controlling class, and but it's never the same.
No, just like that. Yep. That one you were watching the other day about the who's that other fucking stupid bonkers like JoJo Siwa and the Dance Moms or whatever. You watch that documentary on that, and it's like
she's all fucked up too.
Yeah,
she's a fucking joke.
And though. It was their dance teacher, not necessarily their mom. I mean, their moms allowed it, but it was that crazy ass dance teacher they had. Who treated him like shit and is now wheelchair bound and back treating people like shit and moms are still taking him to him. Like, fuck that.
She's a joke though, dude. Like her whole like reboot is laughable.
Yeah.
It's like, come on, nobody's taking you seriously. She's like chugging vodka on stage. Like, look how bad I am.
Yeah. I was a bad girl. Like, when were you a bad girl? Pigtails. Maybe she's just better at keeping hers.
Yeah, but maybe the ones that make it and like keep it together just are part of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they accepted it and just
they pay their dues. It's like politics. You gotta like fucking sell your soul to like make it.
Politicians aren't real people.
Just saying.
They're AI.
Yeah.
Politicians. Might
be lizard people.
Lizard people, yeah.
I'm
not a big, I don't, yeah, fuck politicians. They're just, they're pieces of shit. Every single one of them.
If you want a good, totally changes topic again, but if you want a good show to watch, I just watched this, The Invisible Pilot. It's on Amazon Max, I think. But
there's no Amazon Max, so.
It's Amazon.
You pick one. It's either Amazon or Max.
Max 360 premium.
Amazon Net Max.
But, well, my Max is on Amazon. I access it.
Oh yeah, because like Showtime now, you can get through Paramount Plus.
Yeah,
it's just all these corporations buying the other channels, and
it's just easier. But anyway, it's a crazy story, dude. Like this, and I think I was trying to search to see if the movie Blow with Johnny Depp was based on this, but I couldn't find the information on it. But this dude back in the 70s, got busted. He like. Was, I don't know, he was a crop duster, like flew crop duster airplanes, whatever, started getting into pot, was like smoking a lot of pot, got busted with a pretty significant amount, and
he was just facing, planning to like bring it from Mexico?
No, he was facing like 20 years, he was like young, they just gotten married, they had a couple kids, him and his wife, and he was facing like 20 years. And him and his wife came up with this plan. He's like, yeah, I'm just going to fake my death. And so the story, like, is just, like, larger than life, dude. Like, it's unbelievable when you watch it. But they went and trained hypnosis, like, for months. And then he hypnotized her the night of. And they, like, they overheated their car, broke down on a bridge. And then he hypnotized her. And then they had, like, threw clothes over to trigger her to think that he jumped. And so, and then he took off. He had a guy waiting.
So she did like a lie detector. She'd pass. And
dude, she like, she still to this day, she was like, she's telling the story. She's like, I was like comatose. Like I couldn't talk to anybody. I saw him jump. I blah, blah, blah. He had a motorcycle waiting, took off and then just went on the run. They pronounced him dead. And then he ended up like moving to California, started smuggling weed. Then started smuggling coke in his airplane. He was like a dead man, and he had all these like assumed identities. He had like his brother-in-law died, and so he got like the birth certificate and passport. He had a bunch of, and he was like smuggling drugs for what was the big drug? Cocaine. No, not El Chapo, the other one, the Pablo Escobar. Bunch of shit. But then he even, he like describes the one scene where he had like, he was down there in South America, meeting with like drug dealer, and his buddy that flew down there with it, like his co-pilot, was flirting with the drug dealer's wife, and the drug dealer walked up and shot him.
Yep,
dumbass. But that's like a scene off of Blow.
Yeah,
kills that dude by the pool. Then he ends up getting somehow involved with the CIA and like was doing plane runs down to Venezuela to drop off for the Iran-Contra deal. He was dropping off weapons and grenades and fucking bombs and shit. And then they busted him smuggling coke and put him in prison. Then he came out and testified with Congress on this whole fucking Iran-Contra scandal. Dude, it's a wild story. The dude is fucking hilarious, though. He's an old man now, but he's still the same person. Like he's like doing his interview. He's like, "Fuck you, like fuck you,
fuck you, Tom Brady."
It's hilarious, dude.
So I'll have to check that one out. But all I took from that was I keep thinking, is hypnotism real? I've never been hypnotized.
I've had people try. I can't do it.
I've only had dumb people try. Like, and by that I mean my friends, family. You know, never a professional. But how would you even know? Like, no, it didn't work. Like, yeah, it did. You were out for an hour. No, I wasn't. You know, like.
I don't know.
Supposedly there's somebody here in Boise that can hypnotize me to not be fat. So is it true? And she could stop smoking.
Go do it and then report back.
See?
On the podcast.
We just need to pay the thousands of dollars to have them hypnotize me to
be skinny.
Is it
that much?
I don't know. They don't put the price on it, so that's what I say. If they're not going to list the price on their website and you have to call for a consultation.
Because they're like, you're going to have to come in for 25 sessions.
Yeah.
$100.
We have to meet you and see how fat you are first before we know if we can do it.
Shut the fuck up.
She gets hypnotized?
She has to be a bimbo?
What? Yes. Did she choose that or did somebody just hypnotize her?
Because she doesn't, I mean, I guess you'd have to be hypnotized
to want to be a Barbie like bimbo. I just, look, if it was cheap enough and we had the money, I would do it just to see, okay, is it real? Is it, that's where the cheap enough works. So, like, I don't want to pay $3,000 and be like, you fucking scam me. If I pay $200 and it works, I'm like, oh, shit. Now let's talk about the $3,000 plan.
You have to be easily suggestible. I think if you have any level of skepticism going into it, because I've had a professional try to hypnotize me, and I was like, yeah, I didn't do shit.
I think I could. I think I'm easily. On certain things. Does that make sense?
Yeah, you're a sucker.
Like certain things.
You're a sucker.
I'm not a sucker for you. like I'm not for a lot of conspiracies, but on certain things I can be. I do, whether anybody else does or thinks I'm retarded for believing it, I do believe in.
Sasquatch.
Yes. But what Gypsy, the reading, the fortune teller, but not
tarot.
The tarot, yeah. And yeah, because when the lady in Louisiana did it, like, I don't know, I do. A lot of it was true. A lot of it wasn't. And people are like, oh, well, your facial expression's like, no, I sat there with my arms crossed and just stared at her. I just smiled and frowned and nothing.
You're good at reading people, though.
Maybe, but maybe not. I feel that I did good at, Jesus fucking Christ.
So gross.
And somebody probably finds that attractive, though.
Oh, plenty of people, I think, pay for it. There's no way she's affording that on her own.
Yeah, no. Have you seen the...
Daddy wrote her off a long time ago.
Have you seen the guy who's trying to become, like, Barbie or Ken?
No, the one that's like injecting himself with his son's blood and stuff.
No,
the guy who's trying to find the.
He was on that show, Lex. What was that show that you botched? And they're like, "No, we can't do any more for you." And he like,
"You get a donut."
So this is the guy, Justin Jadelica, who is trying to become like Ken.
Oh yes, I have seen that one.
I don't.
Does he have the big old cheek implants?
Yes, and
fucking weird.
I don't remember how many. It was like hundreds, wasn't it, or thousands of plastic surgeries that he's had, and there's so many more that he wants. And I don't understand it. I get like not being happy with the way you look, or you know, or not being confident in the way you look, but I don't get any of this.
And I think it's like that. It's like that body dysmorphia. Gets worse and worse. It's like the chicks who get Botox. Because I've met people who've gotten Botox, and I never would even know. But I've also met
like people who have gone way overboard with it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like they get like their fucking eyes are all squinty and their lips yeah. are fucking massive. And I'm like,
and why?
You just didn't see a point where you were like, that's enough. Like, I think
yeah, it's just, why you gotta you be just like,
lose track like, of it. And then, and you see, like, go to fucking like Eagle.
Don't tell me what to do.
Go to Eagle. And you could probably go to a place and see like 10 different 55-year-old women that look pretty much the exactly yeah. the fucking same because their faces are pumped so full of that shit.
We lived in Eagle for a year or 6 months, a year. Oh my gosh. You can actually be hypnotized and become a bimbo. Dan, I'm going to become thin. You become the bimbo.
Okay. I write him down.
But there was a comedian once, and I just thought it was the funniest thing. And it might even have been on like a comedy movie and the actor did it, but he's talking about how all these injections and he's like, now my wife's looking like a largemouth bass. Like, I don't get the look, the duck lips, anything. I don't understand.
Nope.
But you know, again, some people like feet and that gets them excited. I don't understand it. I don't even want my own feet touched, let alone touch somebody else's feet. I don't get it.
Who understands it?
So obviously there's something for everybody, but that or
yeah,
Tana's, I don't know, she's a friend, the person Tana knows that's trying to become hypnotized bimbo with the most plastic inside her body. I don't get it. You know what's really gonna be funny is when they mummify that so that future generations can see what a dumbass looks like.
I don't think it'll decompose.
No, there's too much plastic.
She won't decompose,
dude. I bet she floats.
Find it in like the Atlantic Ocean or something in 200 years.
You're not going to be able to murder her and dump her in the ocean. She's going to float her way back. I don't understand.
Nipples,
I don't understand.
Nipples up.
they're like beacons. I thought about trying to bribe Alyssa or Riley to come and have
yeah
both of them on there, but they're lazy and they don't leave their rooms during the summertime. Riley's even he doesn't even have his gaming computer set up. It's in the garage. He's trying to sell
what?
It. He's got an Xbox set up with a computer monitor. I was like, you got a 55-inch fucking TV. Why are you hooking your Xbox to a computer monitor? Plug it into the damn TV. Yes. He watches somebody playing the game he's playing. Guess what game he's into right now?
Huh.
Rainbow Six.
Really?
Yeah, but like the newer versions. So I was like, dude, I've been playing Rainbow Six when I was younger. And he's like, no, it just came out in 2016. I was like, no.
Could be worse.
First one came out like 1997.
Could be Minecraft or whatever. Like,
yeah, he's moved. Well, he goes through his Minecraft, Roblox, and Fortnite phases. He'll go back to it.
I don't get those games.
I don't either.
Weirdest kids games ever.
I think this is how I describe Fortnite. They took Call of Duty, and they added in teabagging and dancing.
They made it, like, really cheesy.
Yeah.
And, like, bad graphics and, like, overstimulation.
And cartoony, yeah. They just... Yeah. But, yeah, I don't get that game either. But I'm more of, like I said, the Call of Duty... I've always been big on those. I love playing those, mainly the zombies. But I also like Madden, golf, Mario Kart's always my number one. Contra, I miss Contra. I even have Mario Golf. That one's fun too. It's on my Switch, but
maybe.
Yeah, she. Then I was like, "You can sit down and smoke and play golf." And I played like three rounds of PGA on the PS5. She came in and watched. Was like. Well, she was in the living room. She saw it. She eyeballed it. She goes, that was a good hit. I was like, I know. It's a
good hit. Good job. Wow, you're so fucking hot right now.
I could take on Tiger Woods right now. In the game, I beat his ass.
Oh, yeah, and Amelia seeing them? Well, it took a little bit of convincing because it was like we had the first two. She started the eggplant calendar, and then it was like, I was like, you're just proving me right.
I'm confused.
We had like a pretty good gap there. We had a pretty good gap.
Is the eggplant after it happened, or are you like pre-planning? Okay, I was like, eggplant Wednesday night.
Like the second after she rolls over and like puts an eggplant on
her. Amelia was talking about how there's eggplants on their calendar. She's like, there's like five of them. And Tana's saying, well, that's for when Dad goes grocery shopping. She's like, are you getting plan B?
She's look, yes. You know kids her age know what these emojis mean.
I don't know how.
They're the ones that tell me what some of this shit means.
She told me last night, she was like, yeah, so I was looking at mom's calendar and there's a lot of eggplants on there. She sure does like eggplants.
Yeah. And then she's a healthy eater.
About groceries, she's like, Dad doesn't even buy eggplants.
You're going to have to now. Just have a random eggplant on the counter.
I was like, I keep forgetting. That's why I have to keep putting reminders on.
Just one day she's coming home from her lit conference, and there's just going to be an eggplant sitting on the counter. Be like, see, I told you.
Finally, we got it.
I'm sorry. Look, I never understood that, because if your dick looks like an eggplant, you better see a doctor. There's something wrong with that fucking thing.
The only other one is a banana.
Well, that's closer than an eggplant.
That would be my preference, but she...
Is your dick, like, fat at the bottom and then goes into... And it's got a... yeah.
She likes dark dicks.
She likes a purple. You need to get a really tight cock ring so it turns purple and looks like an eggplant.
Oh, no. You're never getting it off.
No. That's what keeps it looking eggplant.
Could you imagine getting one of those stuck on and having to go to the emergency room?
Dan, I'm not that big.
Fucking terrifying.
No.
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 Well, first from the balls, maybe if you...
If you shove the balls up there into the... And then you give it a little green hat.
Should we wrap it up? Dad bod's out, bitches.